This is Dabu 7. We have the U.S. State Department issuing the highest level possible of a warning for some parts of Mexico that are along the U.S. border. Now, this is elevated risks due to kidnappings, gun battles, and IEDs that have been discovered in multiple different areas. If you're unaware, President Trump has declared a national emergency. He has labeled the cartels as terrorist organizations, meaning they will go after them the same way that they did ISIL and all these other boogeymen of the past. That's what's about to happen, though. Right here, on our doorstep, at home, is where it's going down. Now, they just blew up a vehicle with an IED, so this has prompted them to release this information through their embassies and U.S. consulates in Mexico, saying that this is a level 4 do not travel advisory issued for the Tamaulipas state. It cites that Reynosa, Rio Bravo, Valle Hermosa, and San Fernando are areas where IEDs have been discovered. Now, this area borders the Rio Grande Valley there in Texas. And what's also interesting is this whole region that they've had on lock for some time, the northernmost part of Mexico there, it has some very ancient stuff that we've discovered on satellite. Isn't it very interesting how almost all the ancient places on this planet are in war-torn zones? That's for a reason, is to try to keep the people out. And if we ever get a chance to prove what we know is there, we look to do so in the future. But right now, there's travel warnings all across this region because of organized crime activity. Like I said before, gun battles. Now our Border Patrol is shooting back, so everything is going to intensify. There's murders, armed robberies, carjackings, kidnappings, forced disappearances, extortion, sexual assault. The list goes on and on and on. And what's happening in a lot of these places? Other places they say to watch out for are Colima, Guerrero, Sinaloa, Baja California, Chiapas, Jalisco. All these places have a high level of crime, or they're going to be targeted here with bombings, with drone strikes and everything else. People, you've got to realize, we just rolled our military down to the border full scale, and they're looking to do anything it takes to stomp them out. That's what they're saying. Anything. Treating them as the terrorists that they've been labeled. This is going to heat up big time. And I expect to see more of this. So, already, issues at the border where they're saying, do not travel. I'll leave links. Join me on the live streams, going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dabu 77. Now stay safe. Much love.